this bulletin. Thousands of people have left Southeast Australia ahead of predicted dangerous fire conditions. United States President Donald Trump defends the decision to order the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. And in cricket, Australia takes control of the third test on day one at the Sydney Cricket Ground. With the latest SBS News, I'm Ben Madden. Extremely dangerous fire weather conditions are forecast for Australia's southeast on Saturday. The Bureau of Meteorology says a southerly change moving across the country should reach the fire zones in East Gippsland and southern New South Wales in the afternoon or evening. Senior meteorologist Dr. Adam Morgan says the temperatures will be in the 40s.
So we're expecting temperatures into around the 40 degree mark through East Gippsland, up to around the mid 40s away from the coast through parts of southern New South Wales and even northeast New South Wales, 46 at Albury, for example. The change timing is looking around between around 1 and 5pm through East Gippsland and in that late afternoon, early evening period through the south coast and Illawarra of New South Wales and then towards the midnight timing in the Sydney area. So certainly a very dangerous day ahead. We've also got a severe weather warning for strong southerly winds along the Illawarra coast with that southerly change.
New South Wales has warned residents to evacuate from the south coast ahead of high temperatures forecast on Saturday. The Weather Bureau is predicting a long hot day, but the change won't reach the south coast until late. Authorities say it's likely homes will be lost on Saturday, but the top priority is to have no further deaths. 8 people have so far died during the New South Wales south coast fire emergency. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says firefighters have been resilient so far this season and emergency services have coordinated well.
I'm extremely relieved that access to the Princess Highway has meant that everybody who wants to get out of the south coast can. There's still a window for people to leave and we encourage them to do so. If you don't need to be in the area, we encourage you to do so. But as Deputy Commissioner Rogers said, that window will close because, as we saw on New Year's Eve, we were starting to lose homes.
Victorian authorities say hundreds of kilometres of bushfire remains uncontained, with people in affected areas strongly advised to leave. More than a dozen watch and act alerts are in place, and a state of disaster has been declared in multiple Victorian council areas. Emergency Management Victoria says the risk of new fires starting could pose a threat if they potentially block more roads off. Victoria Police Assistant Commissioner Mick Granger says evacuees from Mallacoota will arrive at Hastings on Saturday afternoon.
These are very, very challenging and unique times for Victoria and for Victoria Police. We've developed overnight a strategic plan that will help see us deliver on our responsibility to execute the evacuation on behalf of the Premier. We ask that people that are able to evacuate do evacuate.
Almost 30 people remain missing and there have been 2 confirmed deaths. The Country Fire Authority, Steve Warrington, says there is 800,000 square hectares of fire across the state.
We have fire right across the eastern side of Victoria now, and lots of places could be impacted. This is, again, the first time we've put in such measures to make sure people are safe, and it's so, so important that people and community heed those messages. We do not want to lose any more lives in this state.
Firefighters are battling a blaze on South Australia's Kangaroo Island in extreme weather which has burnt 14,000 hectares. The scrub fire at Ravine broke containment lines on Friday and fire crews have been trying to bring it under control. Locals and tourists have been urged to leave the area, but emergency authorities say some people have chosen to stay. United States President Donald Trump has taken to Twitter to defend the US's decision to order the killing of Iranian military commander Qasem Soleimani. General Soleimani, the leader of Iran's elite Quds Force, was killed by American forces in an air raid at Baghdad International Airport on Friday local time. Mr. Trump tweeted, "Soleimani has killed or badly wounded thousands of Americans over an extended period of time and was plotting to kill many more, but got caught." US Democratic presidential candidate and former US Vice President Joe Biden has criticized the move, saying it is an enormous escalation.
"This is and was an enormous escalation, and it follows a string of dubious actions that President Trump has taken that have drastically increased the prospects and the risk of war with Iran and danger to Americans."
Death toll from the Indonesian floods has increased to 43 people after more bodies were discovered. The heavy rain and rising rivers have affected almost 200 neighbourhoods in wider Jakarta, causing landslides. It's a worse flooding since 2013, but waters have started to recede in some areas, allowing residents to return to their homes. In cricket, Australian batsman Manus Labuschagne has continued his run of good form so far this summer. Labuschagne scored his fourth century in five tests on day one of the third test against New Zealand at the SCG. Australia will resume their innings today at 3 for 283, with Labuschagne on 130 and Matthew Wade on 22. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and a top of 27. Adelaide, a shower or two and 24. Melbourne, sunny and 29. Hobart, hot and partly cloudy with a top of 30. Canberra, smoke haze and hot with a top of 42. Wollongong, becoming windy and smoke haze in 33. Sydney, much the same in 34. Newcastle, hot and sunny with a top of 38. Brisbane, mostly sunny in 31. Cairns, shower or two in 32. And Darwin, possible shower or storm in a top of 35. I'm Ben Madden. This is SBS News.